a seat. Good morning, everybody. Happy New Year. So good to see you all. It's a blessing to be back with you. I was reading this morning, and one of my friends had challenged me to read through the New Testament 30 days, and I was a little reluctant to take the challenge. How many of you have tried to do one of those things and you didn't quite make it through? So I was a little reluctant, but I was reading through Matthew 8 through 12 today, and there's a phrase that happened twice in that. Sometimes I don't like reading big chunks of scripture because I feel like I'm missing a lot. But sometimes you see repeated phrases. And a repeated phrase that Jesus said was, "I desire mercy, not sacrifice." And he's kind of using that to chide the Pharisees, the religious folk. He's saying, take this to heart and learn what this means. I desire mercy, not sacrifice. And I've been chewing on that. You know, how many of us, you know, as you're entering the year, maybe you have someone that you has offended you or that you hold a grudge against and you want a pound of flesh. You want sacrifice rather than mercy. You know, or you have a judgmental spirit towards others, you know. Rather than seeing the glass half full, you're half empty. Rather than assuming the best about others, you assume the worst. So it was a challenge to me. How do I desire mercy, not sacrifice? Others in my life. So my prayer for us is that we could be a gracious people. Gracious means grace-giving, forgiving, someone that grace flows out of towards others. So may that be true of us. Maybe you could chew on that phrase like I am this morning. I desire mercy, not sacrifice. What does that mean for you? And I also want you to think about, I know getting here is tough. I don't know what happened on the way here, so let's just take a moment, maybe just close your eyes, quiet your heart, and just recognize that you're here. You're here. You made it. Let's be fully present this morning. If there's things that you're buzzing around your brain about this last week, I want you to maybe just symbolically hold your hands out and let those go. If there are things you're worried about after church and in this coming week, push those aside right now. Just be fully present here. Be fully present this morning. And maybe just put your hands out in front of you like you're receiving and say, Lord, what do you have for me this morning? Help me to be aware. Help me to be ready to receive what you want to give me. With that in mind, let's enter worship. Worship is about lifting up praise to God. Worship, saying, you're worth it, God. You are worth my highest praise. And that's what we're doing together this morning. So let's give worth to God, praise his name together.
Still waters.
was asking, he wanted to share something. So if you have a C-Sec, Tom, if you want to come up. Tom had it. He'd like to share.
Good morning. For those of you who aren't aware of it, Kathy and I own Heritage Christian Counseling of Mansfield. Used to be Heritage Christian Counseling Ministries. Wanted to just give you an update for those who are somewhat aware. Late 23, because of some health things I was struggling with, it looked like I needed to retire. Well, we were able to sell the practice. It didn't take but about 4 to 5 months to realize the people who bought it were trying to run it into the ground. And by the end of 24, it was very serious and devastating. So when Kathy and I were aware of it, we said, we can't let that happen. This is my life's work. I had spent 30 years building this ministry. So the good news is we committed ourselves early 24 to restoring and rebooting Heritage Christian Counseling Ministries. So now we're working through 24 was a very difficult year to a point where Kathy and I in early 24, actually August 24 through early December, basically funded Heritage Christian Counseling Ministries and keep the doors open. So fast forward into 25, it began to have a bit of a heartbeat. So late 25, probably a couple months ago, this is what happened. Kathy and I, in a 72-hour period, heard three very distinct messages, whether it was through a podcast we were listening to or people who were sharing with us. They said, and our God will restore that which was lost. And it hit us right between the eyes. It wasn't just once. It wasn't twice. By the third time, we got it. And praise the Lord, today we have experienced that. So we wanted to publicly say, praise the Lord, that He is restoring Heritage Christian Counseling Ministry.
Light of the world.
children, may they know you, not just about you. Give them hearts to learn today. Give the teacher skill to teach. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Well, we have a birthday coming up. Greg's wife, Mary Ray, is going to be 1 year older on the 6th, so say happy birthday to her. We have an anniversary, Heather and Josh Shade, on the 7th, so Heather, happy anniversary this week. How many years is it, Heather? 22, so woo. All right. So we have Wednesday Night Connect. That's for adults and teens and kids. That's from 6:30 to 8 p.m., so that's going to resume this Wednesday. So if you want to come out to the church, there's various things for all ages. We're going to be having the annual meeting at the end of January, January 25th, here at the church from 6:30 to 8 p.m. on that Sunday evening. So we'll be sharing about various things coming up and looking at last year and all that. So come on out to see and hear. Also, we have a spiritual retreat apartment here at the back of the church. If you long to have some time alone, I remember Laura had a book with this little elephant in it. It was a mommy elephant sitting in a bathtub, and it was like 5 minutes of peace, I think was the title of the book. And that was especially, she especially wear that with young kids. Like, you couldn't even go to the bathroom without them bothering you. So I see some moms going, yeah. So if you need some time to meet with God, let the office know. We can make that apartment available to you to do a spiritual retreat of silence and solitude. Take advantage of that opportunity here at Grace Fellowship. All right. So, have you ever thought about what it means to be humble? yourself that depends on the gratitude for the life you've been given. So humility is linked to gratitude. When I was a high school in high school here in Mansfield, and I was playing basketball, I remember Coach Clark would sometimes do devotions before, and one of them that really stuck out to me now, many years later, he said, "I want you guys to remember, no matter how good you are on that basketball court, don't get proud." He said, "You are the culmination of what your parents have poured into you, what your teachers have poured into you, what God has poured into you." It was a good lesson on humility. Anything I have is from others, right? I can be very good at something, but it's a correct assessment with thankfulness and gratitude. C.S. Lewis has one of the best quotes I've seen. He says, "True humility is not thinking less of yourself, but thinking of yourself less." Let me read that again. "True humility is not thinking less of yourself, but thinking of yourself less." John Cassian, a monk in the 5th century, wrote concerning humility in The Pursuit of Virtue in one's life. He said this: "No structure of virtue can possibly be raised in our soul unless first the foundations of true humility are laid in our hearts." Let me read that again. "No structure of virtue can possibly be raised in our soul unless first the foundations of true humility are laid in our hearts." As I said earlier, God often, with those he used most effectively, would have to raise the structure and build humility as the foundation. Moses, Abraham, David, all these different great people in Scripture had years of waiting, years of trouble, years of humbling experiences before God was able to use them. He had to lay the foundation of humility. This is why Jesus says, "Unless you and I become like children, we will not enter the kingdom of heaven." The foundation has to be like a humble child. So the best summary of the message this week, if someone wants to say to you, "What was it about?" I would look up here. Build the foundation of your character on the virtue of humility. Build the foundation of your character on the virtue of humility. So Heather is going to come and read from us from Luke chapter 1, 38 and 44 and 45. So Heather, if you want to come and read the scripture this morning.
Happy New Year. Luke 1, 38. And Mary said, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. And then verse 44. "For behold, when the sound of your greeting came to my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her from the Lord."
This story, if you want the bigger context, is it's the angel Gabriel saying to her, "You're going to bear the Christ child," and then her going to her cousin Elizabeth, and Elizabeth saying, "Oh, John the Baptist leaped in my womb," and then her response to that. So we see in the life of Mary three aspects of humility and building that. The first is being the Lord's servant. Second is submitting to the Lord's will. And third, focusing away from ourselves. So let's look at the first aspect. Build the foundation of your character on the virtue of humility by, number one, being the Lord's servant. Being the Lord's servant. So one way to know you are growing in humility is how you serve. Not just if you serve, but how you serve. If you and I are humble and growing in humility, we will serve unto God, not for ourselves or our own reputation or our own recognition. It'll be unto the Lord. We will be willing, like Jesus, to wash others' feet or clean the toilet or whatever is the lowest job in the household. You know, this home that hit home to me, I'm the youngest of four boys, and I was voluntold to clean the toilet growing up. That was my job. And having four boys, you know, I remember my aunt had a little sign above the toilet that said, "If you sprinkle when you tinkle, please be neat and wipe the wipe the seat often, so I had a fun time cleaning those nasty toilets. And what's funny is I realize now as an adult, it's been a long time since I cleaned the toilet. Maybe I said, that's beneath me. I don't want to do that anymore. So now that I'm the head of a house, I'm going to have other people do it. And so it's kind of convicting to me. You know, I realize I have often neglected or refused to clean toilets rather than and delegated it to others. I'm, in a sense, unwilling to wash feet. So, whatever the job in your house, are you willing to do that and not be a martyr about it? Oh, look at all the great things I've done. I cleaned your toilets. You know, no, just do it in quietness and get her done. So what are some lowly jobs you refuse to do? What do you think is at the root of that refusal? Could it be a lack of humility? We all need to grow in this. Annoying is half the battle. As they said in G.I. Joe, annoying is half the battle. So secondly, building a foundation of your character on virtue of humility not only means being the Lord's servant, but secondly, build the foundation of your character on the virtue of humility by submitting to the Lord's will. When you and I understand what it means to submit to the Lord's will, we'll see ourselves as a grateful beneficiary of God's work. It is not I will do, it is more God will do something through me. There's a big difference. Mary had been told that she would bear the Son of God. That's a big deal. She instantly recognized that it was God who was going to do this whole process in her, and she was tasked with going along with it. She replies to the angel, "Let it be to me according to your word." So, as I like to do, sometimes people will say, I like to get some response from you also, help you not fall asleep. What are some ways you have had, I want you to answer this question, so I'm going to go around if anybody, I won't pick on you unless you raise your hand, don't worry. What are some ways you have had to submit to God's will in your life, and how did that teach you humility? So what are some ways you had to submit to God's will in your life, and how did that teach you humility? So I just want to see if there's anyone wants to share. I'll get to you, John.
Early in our marriage, my husband was unemployed for 2 years, and God met our needs through a lot of people. And when he finally got a job, it was a low-paying job. And he was a teacher at a private school, and periodically he would find a gift card to a restaurant, or not a restaurant, a grocery store, in his mailbox. Or an envelope with some cash in his mailbox. Completely, you know, unasked for. And it was a hard time. But we got through.
Yeah, sometimes some people are givers, and it's humbling to receive. But we need to receive sometimes.
I've told this story many times, but I think it might fit here. We had 4 kids, and we were struggling, and Lynette got sick. She was feeling sickly. She went to the doctor about 5 o'clock in the afternoon, the evening, and they were going busy there. The nurse calls up and says, "Oh, John," we're friends of them, "Oh, John, this is so exciting. Your wife's not sick. She's pregnant." I leaned against the wall and rolled down to the floor and just groaned. I did not see how we could do it. He humbled me. He put me down. And somehow, by the grace of God, we ended up with a wonderful son, Seth. He's adopted 3 kids. He's
sense of humor. And it just reminded me, submitting to the Lord's will. My sister, being older, she had three children, you know, before mine were born. And I would babysit occasionally. But I would always say, if you're gone so long that I have to change a diaper, then you are gone too long. And I never changed a diaper of any of her kids. And so when I was pregnant and then found out I had twins, and my sister, since we share the same sense of humor, we were talking on the phone, and she laughed and laughed, and she goes, "You would never change my kids' diapers, and now you've got twins." And I went, "You know, our Lord has a sense of humor." So, you know, sometimes we submit to the Lord's will just by getting on with it. So I have to say that.
So I'm sure there's others that want to share. This is a good plug for Circle Church. After we're done, be sure to share in your circle group. And there's plenty of time there. Yeah, I can think of one for myself. In recent years, we've had to take care of parents. And there were times before my mom passed that I would have to clean
others